Hello.
Hi, this is Rebecca. I'm returning a callback request from XPO.
Yes.
Yes, sir. How may I assist you?
This is Greg Crane. Y'all had called me about coming out installing.
Okay, give me just a moment. And are you, I'm sorry, I had a little bit of trouble. Are you calling to schedule an installation or?
Yes, I.
Okay. Sorry, the line that you've reached were after hours and were mostly the tech line during the day where the installers call us. So it's just confirming that you're not an installer. May I have your zip code?
30547.
Thank you. And it's a Home Depot order?
I'm sorry?
Is this a Home Depot order?
Yes.
Okay. Give me just a moment to get this pulled up. I'm still waiting for this to load.
That's fine.
Okay, and then can I get your first name?
Greg.
Perfect, I got you right here. And then the last name and the full address for this over-the-range microwave.
Crane. Address, I'll give you two because I don't know which one they've got now because 911 is in the process of changing it.
Okay, I've got, I just need to say I've got one address here and we need to make sure it's definitely the address that this order needs to go to. So what address?
Is it 585 Scale Street Road?
It is not. It's 145 Waco Drive.
145 Waco Drive. That's the new address.
Is that the good
That's
one? Okay.
Yes. If they have any problem, call my number.
Is 706-768-9248 the best number for you?
Yes.
Perfect. No, they've got the 145 Waco Drive
as
the address here.
The 911 signs is already up. I just don't have the street signs to step up.
Okay. I'll definitely add those in the comments here. They call you when they're about half an hour out as well, but I will let them know that it's a new development. So if you have any issues finding it, please reach out to the customer, which they typically do. And then when are you expecting delivery of the over-the-range microwave?
I've already got it.
Oh, that's not usually how this goes. Give me just a second.
Well, see, when I bought all new appliances, dishwashers and stoves, refrigerators and all that microwave, they brought them all out. And I was thought I could install the microwave, but that's beyond my.
Yeah, I definitely couldn't do it. I tried once to help my dad, and my cabinets fell out.
But I've got new cabinets, so everything's been custom made for the microwave.
Good.
Thing they're going to have to do, they're going to need to bring a drill because I have tile up, backsplash.
Mm-hmm.
They'll need a drill, diamond bit, drill bit. I got subway tile up.
Okay.
Because I'm pretty sure that bracket's going to mount where the tile is.
Okay. I would imagine so. Now, the soonest date that we can get the schedule will be the Saturday, the 17th. If that doesn't work for you, we have the following Monday through Saturday.
Saturday would be great. I'm off during the week. I don't get home until after 6 o'clock.
You're talking the same thing. Monday through Friday. Get home just enough time to bathe the kids, cook, and pass out.
That's it.
All right.
I got to go pretty good part, though.
Now, if you have something to write with, I do want to go ahead and give you some information to pull up your order. You already have the number to call, obviously, but I do want to give you this ticket number.
I have a ticket number on
the 071.
Hold on. Let me pull it up. Let me get outside here and show you. I'm sitting outside getting ready to get out of here. Let's see what Home Depot's got me here.
If it's the Home Depot one, I'm talking about the XPO one, because the Home Depot one, you have to put in, like, the, what's it called? You have to put in the store number and the PO number. With this, it's just if you need to call about this install, if anything comes up and you need to reschedule, it's best to have this number on hand. So I've got 07197 and then CDB, like Charlie David Bravo.
Run out by four times.
07197.
Wait a minute. 07 197.
And then the last three are letters. C as in Charlie, D as in David, B like Bravo. And so what will happen is on Friday, you'll get a call from our automated system with the time frame. And then day of, that technician will reach out when they're about half an hour out. But again, I will add comments for them to see, to let them know this is a new development. There's no street signs up yet. So, you know, if you have any trouble finding it, to please give you a call. You'll be standing by.
That'd be great.
All right. Is there anything else I can assist you with at this time?
That'll do it.
All right, well, you take care. Oh, go ahead.
This number that you give me, in case something comes up and I can't do it Saturday, I need to call this number back
right,
and give them this number.
Exactly. That way we can get your install rescheduled, because if our technician goes out there and you're not there, Home Depot has to pay them a $75 trip charge, which I think they then pass on to you. So we definitely want to avoid that.
Oh, I'll be there.
Sure. I give every single person that number. Just let them know, because you never know what could happen tomorrow. And I said the product is on site. So I've got this handled, as well as the comments on the order for the technician. Is there anything further I can assist you with at this time?
No, I'd like to do it.
All right,
so
I didn't mean to start talking. You go ahead.
I just wanted to remind him about the tile. He'll need to be it for it.
Okay.
But other than that, I think he'll be all right.
Okay.
I'll be there to help if he needs some help.
Yes, and they should be in a two-man team. They only send one person out for a measurement, but when it's an actual install, they'll typically send a installer and a helper. Hopefully with all three of you, y'all can get that done, no problem.
Maybe so.
All right. Well, again, take care, and I thank you very much for speaking with me here at XPO. You have a great day.
You too. Have a good weekend.
You too, sir.